Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
All right, so let's get into this. Let's try to help people master social media. So let's talk about it. So what are the do's and don'ts of social media? Let's start there.
Oh, this is a good one. The do's and don'ts of social media. Is there any platform specific you want to talk about?
Let's do Instagram and TikTok, because I think those are the most important platforms right now, currently.
The thing you want to look at social media is you go from uploading trendy dance videos to actually building a brand. So when you're building a brand, what I like to tell people is don't take 5 years to do something when you can do it in 12 months. And let me build a guide for you so that you don't make the same mistakes that most beginner content creators do. So when you do set up a page, you want to make sure that it's optimized. When you create a new page, people will post one picture. They'll promote it to their friends and family members and go, I didn't get any engagement. My journey's over now. You want to make sure that you upload that page and optimize it with at least 12 posts. So that way, if one of those things goes viral, people are landing on it and go, oh, I know exactly what I'm going to get out of this. This guy's a filmmaker. He's an entrepreneur. And he's going to teach me stuff about social media. He's going to teach me stuff about video content creation. So don't leave your page blank.
How about, and this is something that a lot of people struggle with, they'll start something and they might be doing it consistently for about 2 months and they're like, there's no growth. What are some ways to grow your page?
You have to look at social media and be very patient with it because a lot can change for you in 12 months. It is a huge mental battle. And I will say people have to have belief when jumping into something. If you're going to be passionate about social media, that's what you have to treat it as, like a business owner almost, right? You have to believe wholeheartedly, see this through, because you know there's going to be those rainy days for you. And if you don't have that patience when you're going into like social media, then that can be like the mental battle can mess you up. To answer your question, Troy, you were saying
growth hacks.
The growth hacks. So getting into social media, you might be like, okay, 2 months, I uploaded some content. It's not working. You got to step back and identify what you are, what you're putting out there. Maybe your hook's wrong. Maybe your call to action's off. You're not engaging with other people that's within your community. So let's say your niche is business and finance. You want to follow about 8 to 10 people that you look up to within there. So whenever they post something, you're in the comments leaving something valuable, not only for that person, but for the entire community. Because when they click on your page, now they're going to be like, oh, this guy also talks about business and finance, mm-hmm. but in a different way. That's a really great growth hack. Another growth hack is we now have the ability to like on stories on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So you can go into other people's followers. You can go into their recent posts and their likes, and you'll see people's bubbles, their icons and avatars that are lit up, that they have a story. Go on their story and like it. Because now they're going to be, who the heck is this guy liking my stories? They're going to jump into your page, click the first video, and if it's valuable, you got a new follower. You got a new supporter for life.
Very important what you just said. The first one, you ever heard of a guy, Wall Street Trapper?
Mm-hmm.
So that's how he, when before we met him, we put him on a show, and it really helped grow his situation a lot. But he was trying to get our attention, and when he first started his page, and he used to comment. He used to go in the comments and just write. Not really like being combative, but you know, he might have a different point of view. Or, you know, he might want to add a little bit more value to the situation. Or it's like, well, this is another way to look at it. Type, you know, something like that. And he would do that consistently. And I'm like, well, who's this writing in the comments all the time? Like, you know what I mean? So I was familiar. So when he introduced himself to me in person, I was already familiar with him from writing in the comments. And he had later on said that was one of his strategies where he would, he think he did it for a few different pages. And like, that's what he was doing to try to get people to recognize him. But it also helped us recognize him.
That's right.
Because it's like, if you pay attention to your page, you start to notice, it's like a local pub. You notice the people that come to the bar every day,
mm-hmm.
if you're the bar owner, right? So now it's like, if you have somebody that's constantly commenting every single day, it's like a community. Like, you know who that's they right. are. They stand out to you. So that's definitely something that's beneficial. And I've seen it work firsthand. And liking the stories is interesting because that's another thing that is, because if you have like, let's say 2,000 people that view your story and you have 10 people that like the story,
mm-hmm.
then you might like it and to see like, okay, who is this person that liked my story?
Stand out.
And that happens a lot, especially when it's people of the opposite sex.
That's true.
It's like, who's this girl that liked my story? Like, you know what I'm saying? Oh, let me check her page out. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, so it's just like what you just said, that definitely happens in real life. And I never thought about liking a story as a way to get people's attention for business, but it's beneficial. And I can see how that could work. So that was actually extremely valuable information. So let me ask you this. Captions. How important is it writing captions? What kind of captions should you write? What's the do's and don'ts with writing captions on your post?
As humans, we're naturally curious. And with that curiosity, if you watch a movie, you'll notice how the directors will purposely have certain subjects in focus. When they did the Avengers movie, when everybody was jumping out of that bubble and you're like, okay, you got Black Panther coming out in Wakanda and you got, there was a lot going on, but you could focus on what was happening. So the do's and don'ts of writing captions are make sure that they're easy to read and make sure they're not too fast. I like to think of a caption as like a title. Like, let's just say, for example, it's three tips for growing your Instagram page. It's a speed bump. When somebody's scrolling down, you're going to see some surfer surfing. You're going to see somebody posing, doing some fashion video. And then you're going to get to like some actual educational content. And because there's text, now we have to stop because it's so big and we have to read it. So for people who are just jumping right into it and just putting captions on there, it is important because they say 90% of people don't actually listen to what's going on.
Yeah, that's crazy.
But that differs from platform to platform. How often is somebody opening TikTok on the train and not like listening to what's going on? It's usually Instagram because it's a picture app. They do have videos on there, but you're really on there because you're like, okay, I'm gonna check in to see what my friends are doing. The stories, you don't need audio. But with TikTok, I've hardly seen people watching a TikTok without the audio.
Mm. So you talked about passion earlier.
Wait. Let me just figure. So the captions, I want to stay on this caption point before we move on. So there's two parts to captions though, right? There's captions on the video, mm-hmm. but then there's captions.
Yeah.
So the video captions are extremely important because that's a headline for like an article, right? Yep. Like it tells you some people think that it messes up the aesthetic. It probably does, but it's like, what's more important? Do you want to be super artsy and have a great aesthetic or do you want people to watch your video?
Mm-hmm.
But how important is it for the caption in the actual caption part of it, like writing like the caption?
Right now in 2023, it's critical because SEO. Now platforms like TikTok, Instagram's even getting there as well. Search engine optimization isn't just for the .coms and for YouTubes of the world. If you go into TikTok, it's really smart. If I'm looking for a song, but I don't remember the lyrics or the title, I can just put in, what's that song that goes dun, 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 da, da, dun, 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 and it'll show it. That's crazy. Or I can go, what are the best restaurants in Vegas? And now I'm like, okay, instead of going through these articles with ads, TikTok is spitting out exactly what I need.
So the search engine optimization is now utilizing social media captions?
Absolutely.
On Google?
Google, yes, and that's like metadata. So if you're building a brand and you have a website and a couple social media pages, after a few months, it'll pick up on those captions that you're writing. So if somebody's searching it and it's a very niche specific topic, it can show up on Google. But more importantly, internally, natively into those apps. So if Instagram, if in my caption I'm putting three tips for filmmakers and I go into the search bar of Instagram and I put tips for filmmakers, the hashtag is no longer just the only thing that you can like identify with that video, like that unique indicator. It now will spit out those videos.
It's using keywords.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a very beneficial thing to know. And because even like my son, like TikTok is a search engine pretty much at this point.
Yeah.
All these kids, everybody, they're finding restaurants, they're finding new things from TikTok.
Mm-hmm.
It's becoming Google. So that would make sense that I wasn't aware of that. That keywords are part of how they're actually spitting out recommendations.
What's even crazier than that is you can go into Instagram and there's a setting. Once you make a post, there's three dots you can press, or it's like advanced settings. They always change the wording or where they put stuff.
Yeah.
But you can add in metadata tags to it as well.
It's in Instagram?
Yep.
Metadata tags?
Mm-hmm. So that's the part, like I'm talking about what you, like you just said passion, right? And so one of the things is like, when you're passionate about it, you got to study it every day and learn from it every day. So my thing is like, the average person, right? Where are they going to go to do that research or find that metadata or find, you know, things that they can help optimize the performance of their posts,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it's not just everyday information. And the challenge is that every day, maybe every week, it changes.
That's right.
So where would you go to even find the data to research and to stay up to date with it?
First of all, I have to say to a lot of people that are listening, most people that are listening to Earn Your Leisure, they want to make a huge difference in their lives. They want to make a change. But it really starts with our daily habits. Most people won't go out to do that search. You look at our parents, they had to walk to the library with typewriters to do research. You can just pick up a phone. You can ask Siri, hey, you know, what is social media? You can learn at least one new thing a day within the span of 5 minutes. And in that 5 minute video, you might get 30 little nuggets you never knew about. So what I would tell people is pick up your phone, go on Google, go on YouTube and TikTok.
It's not that complicated.
Yeah.
Go to YouTube.
Type in like, what is social media? Mm-hmm. If there's something you've heard and you're like, what's evergreen content? What's search engine optimization?
Right.
Now you take writing your notes. Okay, I'm gonna need research about this now. And everyone learns different. Like, I was never a school type guy. Like, I was a DNF student, but I was a visual learner. And that's important for people, because whoever you're listening to, you're getting your information from, first, make sure they're credible. Second, make sure that the teaching skills speaks to you. People like simplified and not complicated ways of explaining things.
What is metadata tag? What exactly is that?
It's how the internet reads a post. So it just adds extra information into there, right? So you'll look at, when you write a blog post on Squarespace or WordPress or even a YouTube video, adding your tags is metadata. It's basically how search engine technology and algorithms can rank the discoverability of your posts.
Speaking of blogs, is it still beneficial to write blogs? Years ago, blogs was extremely beneficial. Mm-hmm. And then social media kind of took over, and social media is a blog at a certain point in time. So is it still beneficial for people to start a blog?
It depends on what your goals are. A blog can be incredible. Like I said, make sure you secure your domain name. So DanteCatlett.com is something I wanted to secure. Whether or not I wanted to turn it into a blog, it's now my lead landing page, because Google will rank it over time. So if somebody writes an article about me and they plug my website into there, it's going to direct them back to my website. Now, blogs can be another stream of revenue for you. You can write it, and now when people search up this term on Google, maybe an older demographic will come across your blog. And people do enjoy reading, and I don't think there's been a time where it's been cheaper to get stuff written on a blog, because you can go on platforms like Fiverr or Upwork or use ChatGPT, which I haven't used yet, so don't quote me on that one, to write an article for you, because that is controversial. So go to Fiverr or Upwork. You could hire a kid in the Philippines to write you 30 articles a month for less than $1,500. And then it's like, let's say you have your content strategy out. You're like, okay, here's our 30 videos we're going to drop for the month. We're going to have a YouTube video for that topic. We're going to have an Instagram video, but it's going to be syndicated to TikTok and Pinterest and Facebook and all these other platforms. But now let's go a step further and have a blog written about it. So when you click on the blog, there's ways for you to make money. You can monetize and offer that as a value proposition to brand partners, or you can make affiliate marketing off of that.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.